O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 17.
Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. In the opening verses of this passage, the Apostle Peter lists out some of the key characteristics that ought to define a Christian community: unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, a humble mind, and a willingness to not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but instead to bless those who persecute us. This is a difficult calling, but these are all attributes that point to Jesus and are necessary for those belonging to him to display to a watching world. Which of these attributes come most naturally to you? Which do you need to grow in? In the time that follows, as we listen to the song, The Goodness of God, pray that the Spirit would do a work, applying these virtues to your heart.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Of the goodness of God.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I am to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I am to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I am to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I am to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.